You're listening to Unregular Radio. The following program is mature content intended for adults only. The views, opinions, and thoughts expressed here are not necessarily those of Unregular Radio, its staff, or its affiliates. Furthermore, do not attempt to recreate any of the situations described, as it may prove physically, legally, or financially harmful. And as always, thank you for listening to Unregular Radio.
This week, Capcom assures us, nay, guarantees us, that Mega Man isn't dead, despite what Mega Man crossover looks like. Is Sony on the brink of collapse? And Sonic the Hedgehog, the faster they run, the harder they fall. The final Twilight movie opens tonight. Finally, Kristen Stewart can get back to what she does best, sucking. I'm Rick Desolitz.
I'm John Selig.
I'm Nick.
I'm CJ.
And this is The D-Pad.
Darth Vader versus Adolf Hitler! Begin!
I am Adolf Hitler! Command of the Third Reich! Little known fact, also dope on the mic! You are Vader! Your little boots and cane and helmet to cover up that burnt ass face. You have the force to move objects. I am a force truly evil. Even went back in time and turned you back as a prequel. Cause look at you, you're not even a real person. I preferred you with Spaceballs, the Rick Moranis version.
You can't rhyme against the dark side of the force. Why even bother? So many dudes been with your mom. Who even knows if I'm your father? You're a pissed off little prick with a Napoleon dick. You call that a mustache? I call that dirty Sanchez on your lip. You bitch, let me remind you who you're messing with. Everything that you did, I'm the motherfucker who invented it. I'm the original Dark Lord. You're like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. My soul troopers make yours look like someone took a piece of shit and cloned it.
You stink, Vader. Your style smells something sour. You need to wash up, dog. Here, step in my shower. I'll turn all your friends against you. Just my speeches breed haters. What's your lightsaber versus a clan of all your white neighbors?
Suck my robot balls. Now take a step back and let me freeze yours off. A little carbonite bath for your goof-stepping ass. We'll call my homeboy in Israel. See who got the last laugh. Who won? Who's next? You decide.
All right.
It's the C-Pad!
Yeah. Shut fuck the fuck you. Up! Someone punch him! God.
After a week hiatus.
Right gonna Dennis punch you in the throat.
God. God.
Alright. All right. You gotta get through four
Welcome.
People to get some mood, Nick.
Welcome to
the D-Pad's a crowded place.
Yeah, tonight. We got a big room. Let's go around. Let's do our... How are you doing today, Nick? You had a story for us earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I got fired.
Fired
from my job for watching a YouTube video
Failure.
On my phone.
Man.
And it wasn't even anything dirty. It was
I like that. That's what you jumped to first.
Well, because if you were watching, someone's you walked.
I was watching porn in the office, yeah. And there were men.
But it was I was watching the YouTube video for
two girls.
The national Portal song.
Yeah,
in a contest.
So you got fired because of Portal.
Portal Basically. Is the reason I got fired.
Wow, bringing it back to the video games. There it is. Look at that, Nick John. Beagle. How about you?
I'm fantastic. I just got a new job.
That's so ironic.
Weirdly enough, in the same place. Don't go watch YouTube videos.
It's pretty funny when you look at it like that.
It's incredibly
funny. It is
funny.
Funny.
John Selig stole my job.
Yep.
.com. It's a website. Check it out. Tell your friends. Next up.
Moving on. We have our becoming more regular person.
Our unrelated hot chick.
Kind of, sort of, guess.
All right. I'm you Megan.
Wait.
I'm not the hot chick of the
no,
group.
No, not anymore.
God damn it.
Lean into the mic.
Lean in.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Get right up on it.
Get close to
right
it.
Right up on this mic right now.
Yeah.
I had a pretty great day, so that's me.
Yeah, all right. CJ, how about you?
Yeah, I did some shit and did it awesomely.
I doubt that. You're CJ.
One of these two girls made me dinner. Try to guess which one.
Oh, God.
Was it me?
All right. We're being joined by yet another new face today.
Dewey!
Dennis.
It's the D-Pad!
It is the D-Pad.
Get it?
Don't call you what?
Dewey.
It's a holdover joke. Like, it was in eighth grade when we all met him.
Dewey defeats Truman Dewey?
We called him Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle Dewey.
Dewey.
Yeah, like,
oh, no.
Eighth grade.
Wow.
Okay,
in the mic.
This joke is...
This is the shit that we talk about. Sorry. Apparently one of our sister shows, our brother shows, whatever you call them, is talking to like Newt Gingrich or something, and this is the shit that we're talking about right now. That's awesome.
It kind of looks like James Franco.
Unbelievable.
So Rick,
yeah.
would you like to get started off on a video game note?
Yeah, well, let's not... Wait, well, we got to do our dedication, man.
Dedication.
We do our dedications every week. We dedicate our episode. This week,
cheers.
We're going to dedicate it to one Mr. Dr. RFD Darth Vader, who, despite his tragic death at the end of Star Wars Episode 6, Return of the Jedi, is apparently going to come back for Star Wars Episode 7.
What?
Like, as a person and not as a ghost person.
Well, really?
Well, how many limbs is he going to have?
Because I don't know.
That's what but really tells how much of a person he is.
I don't know, but yeah,
is.
Apparently there's a mole within the within the people working, like, putting it together that are saying that Vader is going to come back.
I was gonna say, he's more zombie now than man.
I don't know.
But, we're going to hear so many rumors about this, and none of them are reliable.
By the way, the best Star Wars thing that happened recently was the season finale of South Park. It was called Obama Wins. What? It was about the Obama election, Disney taking over Star Wars, and the fact that no one buys Hummers anymore. It was one of their funniest episodes and seasons.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Excellent.
It was almost as funny as the Broadway one they did.
Speaking of Star Wars, while we're on it, though, Episode 7, apparently they officially have a screenwriter now.
Yeah.
Michael Arndt.
Yeah, it's the guy who wrote Little Miss Sunshine.
And Toy Story 3. The movie that will make everyone cry forever about toys.
Heartwarmingly sad.
Right? Oh, man.
Can't wait.
Toy Story 3. Oh, God.
Be a meta thing about how the Star Wars franchise has lost its meaning.
Oh, okay. Exactly.
No, I saw the worst thing in the world. I was going Halloween shopping. Okay. And I was looking for... I was in Walmart because I was desperate for a costume piece.
Walmart.
And all of a sudden, in their TV section...
Yeah.
Every screen had the end scene of Toy Story 3.
Oh, no.
I just all of a sudden just I just sprinted past it. Looked insane. Just so I didn't start. I was already just sitting there like getting choked up. I didn't want to start crying in Walmart like everyone else there.
Wow. That's...
Because, I mean, if you're in Walmart, you're probably crying.
You're pretty sad.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
For sure.
So,
good dedication.
So Rick, video game note. Something that happened to me today, actually.
Okay.
About video games. We've discussed the game League of Legends.
Yeah.
That game is ill.
And I play it.
Mm-hmm.
I love LOL.
About 2 weeks ago, they started their new season, Season 3.
Yeah.
And I've started... I've gotten...
Wait, they do seasons?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's basically like in sports where you just have to go from season to season.
Sure.
They're treating it as a sport.
Do they have a World Series of League of Legends?
They did. We talked about this.
Are there fucking?
Do they have an actual?
Well, they call it the World Championship, where it's like 16.
And I'll validate. What
you don't need cheerleaders for sport.
Yeah.
But well, the good ones do.
But no, but they do the same thing a lot of online games do. They rank everyone by ELO.
And sure, because I know what that means.
By Electric Light Orchestra.
How good?
No, no. By Ann Stitch.
You get points for
ELO Green.
It's how many points you get for how well you do in matches.
Okay.
And I just found out that I got in for the beginning of season 3, I was placed into the top tier.
Oh shit, nice.
Really? Out of how many?
What's your username? Have people play you?
SpeechGood2.
SpeechGood2, one word, right?
The number 2.
Play against one of the best.
Cuz at the beginning of every season you start off at one level. Everyone starts off at 1200.
Mm-hmm.
And if you win you keep going up, and if you lose you drop down.
We should start doing that. Give out our handles and stuff in certain games so people can play against us and shit.
Cuz for the most part, for anyone who wants to know, I tend to play support characters and tanks.
Okay.
Who's your favorite character?
Right now,
Vader.
My favorite character right now is Malphite. The character I'm probably best at is Sona.
Okay.
Malphite is right now, for anyone who actually understands this, is
three.
Top character. He's the one who runs the top part of the map. Sona is the ultimate support character.
I'm a huge fan of Mordekaiser. Topper
auxiliary.
It kind of depends on who you're playing. It's who's more fun.
I like Valdo.
No, you were telling me I need to play a game called Bastion, right? You were telling me I need to play a game called Bastion.
Oh, Bastion's fantastic.
Bastion's phenomenal.
Probably one of the best games.
Sexiest narrator in history of anything.
I'm just picturing Bastion Baltazar Bucks from Neverending Story.
What's the premise of
that? Very sexy.
Bastion.
We are out of control.
Right, we are.
Here, I'll put it this way. Bastion was the best way I've ever heard Bastion described. Outside of Silent Hill and Half-Life, it's the best combination of gameplay and storytelling in video games.
I mean,
what it does is you wake up and all of a sudden your entire world is destroyed, and you have to go wander and search the country and basically search all these levels to find out what the hell happened and what you want to do to repair.
And you have a narrator who talks like
Kingdom
this.
Hearts. That's the name of the game you're talking about. Right?
The narrator just has a voice that sounds like someone is having
it's the whiskey
very
guy.
Sensual sex with your ears.
Wow, is it a guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, I was a lot more interested when you told me it was. Never mind. I
mean, wow. You're talking about Metal Gear Solid, right?
No. The narrator is basically a sexier version of Barry White.
Whoa. David Hayter.
Yeah. That's funny, actually, because my roommate, I have not yet played it, but I bought the last story in hopes that it would be as good as, you know, like a Final Fantasy or something.
Kid bought the last
but
story.
But Justin, my roommate, played it and said that he liked the game, but he couldn't end up. He couldn't finish it because the narrator was too god awful.
Oh, it's not just a matter of the narrator being god awful, but it's
get in on the mic, get in there,
the
microphone.
Story that you have to read, like there's tons of backstory.
Too much exposition.
Like every time you turn the corner, it's like, oh, you found a lost page. Here's a memory you suddenly all of a sudden remember, and then like you have to read.
See,
for
I was a fan
10,
of
15.
I
minutes.
Was a fan of the collection of games where you collected a bunch of shit, but it was like there was a point where the reward is not enough for.
I was
doing
a fan
all
of the games where you collected a bunch of shit. Rick Desolet.
Yeah. Best game where you collect a bunch of shit has to be Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Yes. 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 Come here.
How can you even be
now,
upset
here's,
about that?
Here's the part.
CJ,
no, I'm not
CJ
upset about
I have
it.
A date
upset
now
about
we're going to talk about scary games. It's our segment.
Castlevania is considered a scary game.
The only reason I give it that scared. Sound is part, and this is the part where there's shame on me for, like, we have this video game show. I have never played a Castlevania game.
Oh my God.
I know.
If you haven't played any, it has to be.
You know what? That'll be. No,
I'm
going to
keep.
Hang on.
Quoting you all night. I've never played a Castlevania game. Rick Desolets.
That's
I have a video game podcast.
Somebody tweet
Rick
that.
Rick Desolets.
But, well, next year. Well, I mean, next year we were thinking about doing a whole bunch of Zelda stuff. Maybe I can do a bunch of Castlevania Let's Plays too. Why not?
Symphony of the Night. CJ and I were already planning on
Castlevania games. It has to be the first two for the original NES.
Why would you ever want to play the second one for the NES?
They're awful.
They're both awful, but they're inexplicably
Simon's Quest.
Although Simon's Quest.
It's a quest.
Simon Says. Castlevania, Simon Says.
Yeah, Rick. A game I got to try out this week, and this is one of the few games I've ever played and got so bored with it, I stopped.
What's that?
Assassin's Creed 3.
Really?
Really?
Oh, my
that was
God.
A really, really...
The best one yet.
It had one of the worst endings from what I hear. I haven't
really?
Seen it yet, but it
because
really?
I very...
America actually loses the revolution
ending.
In that game.
No, because here's what happened. Because I really liked the first Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
The second one I thought was good. It polished out a lot of things, but it took away a lot of the, you know, skulking around, jumping from tall buildings, and murdering people. Why you play Assassin's Creed? All the subsequent, like, revelations, whenever they did with that, those were just like... Because I think the worst one was Assassin's Creed Brotherhood. And it's like no, you could go out and do all this awesome murdering, but why not hire like 20 people to do it for you? Because
that's why
I play a video game.
No.
But Assassin's Creed 3...
You're sending the other people to cities you can't go to. You still have the same expansive environment that you have in the rest of the other games.
But Valid point, not my interest. Why was Assassin's Creed 3
Assassin's Creed 3 is...
Is this turning into a tongue twister?
Is a glorified... history lesson. Every 5 minutes you stumble upon, there's Ben Franklin flying a kite. I don't fucking care.
Ben Franklin liked to fuck.
Because everything...
Ben Franklin fucked a whole ton of bitches.
But you never get to see him do that. Plus,
they don't have that
in
Assassin's
Creed 3? There's almost nothing to...
Ever. Mass Effect would have had it.
There's almost nothing to free run up against.
Ben Franklin.
Basically, because like when you're in like Venice, like there's all these old historical buildings, like ledges and things you jump from and fly across. In revolutionary America, there's trees.
Yeah, but I mean, there's nothing more
the
badass than hardcore tree.
That is a good point.
Court.
I was actually thinking about
that. I did hear that the trees are gorgeously animated.
I was thinking about that during, because I watched the commercial, and it occurred to me, it's like, the first two games take
boring.
Place in big, crazy stone sanctuaries, and all of a sudden it's like, oh yeah, that's cool. What's the American Revolutionary like times known for? A bunch of really shitty buildings
but
in the woods.
That's the thing. It's not a bad game. Like the mechanics of it work fine, but it's just boring.
Because
you're not skulking around murdering people. You're not skulking around murdering people.
Speak into the mic.
You don't. It's a game that doesn't make you feel like an assassin.
Yeah.
You don't feel like an assassin, and that's what you want to play in a game called Assassin's Creed.
You don't get your murder out enough at your job anymore.
Hey,
so you murder
plenty in that game.
I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, because if I play Warface and I don't feel like a face made of war, I'm going to be really disappointed.
Yeah, you want to feel like a Warface.
Fair enough.
Let's move on.
I don't play Cooking Mama and feel like a Cooking Mama.
If I don't play Katamari Damacy and feel like a goddamn Katamari.
Yeah,
wow!
Nice, well played.
So
that
Capcom.
That was the only way you could have beaten Cooking
Thank
Mama
you.
With that.
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Capcom
with.
just put out a little bit of a, I'd call it a press release, except it's like two quotes that are notable. Because the big thing, I mean, we've made fun of them before, that Mega Man is effectively dead as far as video games concerned right now. Mega Man is dead.
That implies Mega Man is effective.
In the last 2 years, the only game that's been in development long enough to have like any sort of launch in the works is Rockman Crossover, which looks fucking awful.
Is that the iPhone one?
Yeah, it's an iPhone.
Shut up, Rick. That doesn't exist.
Right?
Isn't he in Project Crosszone?
I don't fucking know. That's fat American.
Zero and X maybe. But
No. It's fat. It's fat Mega Man. Fat Mega Man is in that game, and that was the most insulting thing of all.
What?
American box art Mega Man.
No, that's the fighting game.
Yeah.
No.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Project Crosszone. The like.
Oh no, he's not in it at all.
Giant RPG Crosszone.
They're not in it at all, as far as I could tell.
Capcom, Sega, and Namco.
Yeah. They're not in it.
They're not in it.
No.
Wow, that's offensive.
It's fucked up.
I've only been a Capcom fan for my entire life because of Mega Man.
The senior vice president, Christian Svensson, which is like the most Swedish possible name you could really give someone. I can say with certainty that you've not seen the last of Blue Bomber on consoles and handhelds, and with luck, we'll be celebrating his 50th anniversary, including all of the games you're going to enjoy over the next 25 years.
Sweet.
Like, you know, all three of them, I guess.
Whoa. Yeah, exactly. Three games?
They did also say that they're not going to announce games anymore unless they know that they're far enough in development that it's going to happen. Like, because of the whole Mega Man Legends 3 thing and all the crap that we
had. I mean, in our defense, they should have fucking finished that game.
They should have, and I hope they do, and I really...
Actually, I don't really give a shit about Legends.
In our defense, they should have started that game.
No, because the Mega Man Legends was one of the weirdest, like, twisted games that had come out around that time.
Yeah, but it wasn't intentionally. It was just bad
game. Yeah, it was.
All right,
No.
So,
how far into that game did you get?
I'd like to prove a point right now.
The Last Subgate is, like, genuinely one of the creepiest things I've played on the N64.
Never trust Rick Desolitz when it comes to Mega Man facts.
Why?
Because the Wikipedia for Project Crosszone, yeah. Mega Man X and Zero are one of the teams.
I'll be sure to
Boom.
Play.
In all fairness, Mega Man X and Mega Man aren't the same thing.
It's true. He's got a point.
Still a Mega Man.
But Rick was still wrong, and that's really the reason we're here today.
I wasn't asking about a Mega Man. I was asking about Mega Man, bitch.
Mega Man who? Rick Desolitz.
There we go. So here's a fun little short one. Have you ever heard? Maybe you guys are too young for it.
A short little fun one?
Like yes. Yes, exactly. A short little fun one like Beeble. Have any of you guys heard of the movie?
I was waiting for that joke.
Have any of you guys heard of the movie Twins?
Yes.
Whoa, the whole room responds. Idea. Holy shit. Yeah, they're making a sequel.
Why?
What was it fucking called? Triplets?
Yes, it is. You want to know who it stars? You ready for this?
Yes.
Danny DeVito.
Yes.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
Eddie Murphy.
Epic!
Because how much more ridiculous can you make it that Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger are brothers than make Eddie Murphy also their brother?
That makes sense,
right?
Genetically,
that's like the weirdest thing.
Did their mother fuck a petri dish?
Yes, apparently, just right on up in there, and you know, never came out.
Whoa!
Also on the side of bringing things back, Boy Meets World is getting a sequel.
No. On the Disney Channel.
Wasn't it always on the Disney Channel?
Well, no, yeah, it was always on the Disney Channel.
It started off on ABC, which was owned by Disney.
Oh, yeah.
ABC. So kind of.
What is that?
Yeah, so I mean, well...
World Meets Girl?
No.
But see, there's a difference between, like, ABC on...
It's about... It's about
Topanga coming back.
Yeah. No, both of the... Ben Savage and Topanga's actor.
The same actors?
Coming back. The same two actors.
Is their daughter or something?
It's their daughter. It's their daughter apparently in the same school, and now... Corey is like a teacher or something.
Who's just like Mr. Feeny.
All the same actors, though, right?
Yeah, same actors.
I gotta keep.
Except Mr. Feeny, because he's fucking dead.
What?
Except Mr. Feeny, because he's fucking dead.
Is he? Right.
Saved by the Bell was better.
Do the math.
What?
What do you mean, do the math?
Mr. Feeny would not be
100 nowadays.
He wouldn't still be there, but he may still. Is the actor dead?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either. He could show up. I don't fucking know. I thought that was kind of cool. There's a game coming out. That
of Boy Meets World?
Yes.
I fucking play that.
Any of you guys fans of Myst?
Anyone?
Fans of Myst?
I feel like
By
I
the way,
the
while we're doing this, just because I forgot the beginning, you can tweet with us and Facebook during the show. Downright what? D-pad.
I mentioned that under your breath a little earlier. Yeah.
Did I? Okay. Yeah. No, Downright D-pad Twitter. Join us on the conversation.
I never mentioned something under someone else's breath. Nice work, CJ.
Yeah. It takes some talent,
but Myst. Have you guys,
I really honed
any,
my skills.
Any of you guys Myst fans
lately?
Myst at all?
Myth?
Myst.
Myth.
Myth?
Myth.
Myst. What the fuck is wrong
Myst.
With you?
Myst.
Myst. Are you a retard? Myst.
Wow. Jesus. There's a game coming out by, I don't fucking know. I can't find the name of it. Fulbright Company.
Rick doesn't even want to tell the story anymore.
The Fulbright Company is coming out with a game at the end of next year called Gone Home, in which apparently there are no characters. You are like walking around an empty house and like finding clues of something that's gone weird, like gone wrong.
Sounds like a Slender Man game.
It could be. It could be a
No. That sounds like something might happen, unlike Slender Man.
Slender Man is happening. Hey-o.
It seems like there's some really weird stuff in there.
Right now.
It's a point-and-click adventure, obviously, but like it's...
Slender Man game.
Gone Home, the sequel to Riven, the sequel to Myst.
No, there's like six Myst games.
Oh, really?
There's Riven, there's Uru, there's...
Uru.
There's one with an Exile, Uru, I think Exile or something like that was a game.
Mowgli.
Mowgli. Baloo was on.
Yeah,
T'Challa.
Yeah,
yeah, Rick.
Uh huh.
So, something interesting.
Bagheera.
They've started end of the season like awards for video games right now.
Yeah,
and
Crazy Snake Guy.
Spike TV put out its best game nominees.
Oh, okay,
so no. Spike TV, the most retarded like channel on TV.
Yeah,
its nominees for Game of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do bad. I looked it up and I clicked on. I was like, oh, this is gonna be hilariously bad.
Okay,
it's. Like, to start off, the nominees is probably the worst one on the list. Assassin's Creed 3.
Okay.
Dishonored.
So the theme of the episode is Assassin's Creed 3 is bad.
No, Dishonored is nominated, which wasn't bad. Mass Effect 3.
Yeah.
The Walking Dead, the game.
Really?
I heard that was actually really
that
good.
It's like when we end up doing our end of the year games, I'll probably find its way onto mine. I mean, and they actually nominated the game I Say as the game of the year.
So they must be wrong. Go ahead.
I say 4.
Journey.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Journey.
Oh, that finally came out? How was that?
They had a new album?
Fuck
no,
you.
No. Journey the arcade game from like 1981 or whatever.
But no, the game Journey is like an absolutely phenomenal game.
Tell me about it.
Polybius.
Journey did have a phenomenal album. Like, yeah, that definitely wins album of the year. I agree.
But Journey's a game where you are just... You're up in a desert in like a desolate wasteland, and all of a sudden, like you get through like one level, and then at the far end of another level, you see this person just like see things go ping, and you just go you run towards the ping, and you find out it's another person who's playing along with you.
You run towards the peen, Nick Beeble.
Wow. Except what it is this person is another person playing online, and you go through a. You basically you have to climb this mountain together.
You have to climb this ping.
However,
together.
It's the only Shadow way you can communicate glasses. With each other is to make the ping noise.
You know what? You're losing us. I think you should probably just post a YouTube link or something.
Go spend 2 hours of your life, play this entire game, and
Xbox Live Arcade?
PlayStation Network.
So you're Daredevil, and you're blind.
Which explains why none of us have played it.
None of us but can it's afford the, PS3.
This year,
actually,
it is one of the best games in a long time.
Speaking of Sony, this is actually one of the bigger surprises that I heard. Well, that I found.
They finally
this
lower
week.
The goddamn price of the PS3.
Well, no, it's a whole bigger problem than that. But Sony is disappearing.
Thank God.
Like, they're in the act of, literally in Japan, their presence is almost invisible now. They have been, like, fading out. They've put very little... Well, apparently they've been putting very little emphasis on Japan, like, actually catering at all to their, to like, the population there. And that's really killing them, because it used to be, back in, like, the 90s, even outside of, like, video games, or I guess more late 90s, early 2000s, less video games and more just electronics in general, they were the king. They were Japan.
Yeah.
They were ahead of our time.
They really were. They were on top of everything. They did the TVs, the 3D TVs with all that technology way earlier than anyone else was going to. But they're slowly, they're slowly starting to disappear out of Japan, and it's starting to take some serious impacts on their business. I'm trying to find the number here. This past year, they projected the worst loss they've ever had in the entire... Now, this company's been around for 60 years, 65 years.
Sure.
Worst loss they've ever had. $5.7 billion loss.
Jesus. But out of what?
Like, out of... I mean, it didn't say what their entire, like, stock was,
that's
but...
the worst loss. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money,
It's the worst they've ever done.
They're probably bringing in, like, what, a trillion? I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
No, wizard. This is a net loss. This isn't like, they lost this off the bat. This is money they don't have now that they had a year ago. They are down $6 billion,
sure.
455 billion yen. So
is there not going to be a PlayStation 4?
That's the big question. Can they really? Because the PlayStation 3.
They lost money on the PS3 for the first five
years
of its
existence. Exactly, yeah.
That's why they lost so much money. I'm not a doctor.
Whether it was a good or bad decision.
They didn't lose that much. They lost money off the PlayStation 3, but it wasn't
enough.
Money
is what matters when it comes to the business.
But no, it was an investment on future what they would make later.
But you have to have the money to back it up so that you can survive long enough for it to make money.
Then again,
you can't make a product ahead of its time and expect it to just like dominate everything else. Like,
no, it's no,
but that's what's lost so much business. Except that's what Sony does is they make
is
products for the.
They have two video cards and nobody wants to program that much for it.
Except when they make that thing, no one else can catch up to it. So they may lose money for a few years, but then they make up.
Well,
they invest, basically an investment.
I understand. I know what Dennis is talking about. With the PS3, is the Blu-ray technology was just a little, like, maybe even 1 year, just too fast. And it was hard, and they were struggling to sell that stuff really early because it was an expensive product for stuff that they weren't buying already. And granted, they were using that as their leverage to sell. They were in charge of Blu-ray, so that was their big thing. So, I mean, it was a two-pronged thing that eventually worked out okay, but I don't know that they can afford to do that again. If they're making loss right now,
except the thing is that the making of like the PlayStation is not, it's not a significant investment for them considering some of the other things they invest in, like TVs are like TVs and electronics are a way bigger market for them than video games.
Oh boy, it might be worse than it sounds right now. Actually,
the CEO of Sony just tweeted Rick.
Yeah, no. Well, we're seeing a couple things. For one, so this is just recently published information from back in March. Like this was, like they just published it now, but this is their information from the last like year, or whatever. For one, this just came up off Gaming Bolt 12 hours ago. Sony's apparently scrambling for extra cash. They just sold $2 billion worth of bonds belonging to their company, like short sell. And additionally, I'm trying to find the exact number here. Apparently, Sony's only worth 10% of what it was worth 10 years ago. Right now.
Oh my God. Wow, like, in that perspective, that's pretty fucking serious.
Because, I mean, now granted, 10 years ago, the PlayStation 2 was king of the world and they were just killing it.
Yeah.
But.
Well, Sega's finally getting their revenge.
But then again, you're also putting this in perspective that all they're making money off is video games. They've got.
No. I mean, but like, think about it. When's the last time you bought a Sony TV or a Walkman?
Walkman was the bomb.
Exactly.
See, the thing is, they don't.
It was 20 years ago.
But they don't just make the big things. They don't just make the big things. They make the little things too. That's where the real money in Sony is.
That's where the real money is.
You had to walk with your arm like this.
No, processors. That's way more money than TVs.
Do they actually make processors now?
Yes, they get.
Is that a rhetorical question, John? Aren't you in computers?
I'm in computers.
He is in.
Sony owns companies that make those little pieces.
Okay.
And that's where a lot of the money is.
Oh, my God. I believe. So to put some actual perspective, I did find the numbers because we were trying to figure the numbers.
Yeah.
In September 2000, Sony was valued at $200 billion. Right now, or as of April of this year, they were valued at $20 billion. So that $6 billion loss is almost a third of their entire... Yeah. Wow. Well, I guess at the time it would have been about a quarter of their entire worth in 1 year.
Yep. Wow, all right then.
That's... Like it's getting into danger to like. Granted, they could always take out. They could always get a loan from something if they had a thing that they could. We're gonna. The problem is they're skating on thin ice. If they're losing that much in 1 year, like that's a huge cut. They laid off 10,000 people earlier this year.
Yeah.
Which is apparently about 6% of their entire workforce.
Right.
When stuff was starting to fade out. I don't know. I don't think that it's going to kill them, but they're really going to have to get creative with planning the PlayStation 4 because just the production cost for that is going to be big. If they're looking to sell millions, that's going to cost billions.
Yeah.
There's really...
They're probably looking to sell billions and the cost is going to be trillions.
No, it's not trillions to make a console.
Sell billions of PlayStation 3s.
That's what they're going to want to sell if they're going to come out of the deficit.
Well,
except they're not going to rely on the PlayStation to bring them out. They need more common technology than a video game system.
They need to sell quadrillions of PlayStation 4.
They need computer systems. And
I mean, don't get me wrong. I hate to say it, but I'm way more excited to see what Microsoft comes up with than I am to see what Sony comes up with.
As long as it's not along the lines of the Kinect, I'm good.
Yeah, the Kinect's like whatever.
But it probably.
Have you guys seen the Leap Motion? Have you guys seen that thing yet?
No.
Should check it out. Go to leapmotion.com, post it on the website. It's basically Kinect, but they figured out how to do it way better and for way cheaper. And it'll be out early next year. It's like Kinect, but you can control your instead of your mouse, you can control your computer with your fingers and like you can point to anywhere ever very slightly.
Touchpad.
Yeah, it's touch screen.
No, but it's in the air. It's like in the air. It's like a Minority Report, if you ever saw that. It's just like that. Go to the. Huh. You won't believe it if you see. Go to leapmotion.com.
It reminds me. Apparently,
Connect is like.
I've been
shit,
told recently, and John, I gotta ask you how this thing's going, because I know you bought it, but apparently in the Windows Surface commercials, no one ever touches the keyboards.
I love the keyboard. I think it's the best part.
No, I just find it humorous that no one ever touches it. Like, that seems like just the sort of like
No,
it's like a beer. It's like beer commercials. They're just about to do it because they're not allowed. You're not allowed to show anyone drinking alcohol on TV. Where they just go like up, and at the last second they cut away.
No, you're not allowed to show people drinking alcohol in commercials.
Yeah,
the computers that come
TV.
Are the
keyboards, commercials. Yeah, what
the keyboards that come with it are a little bit clumsy, but you get used to them. But the one like for like a little like for like I don't know $50 extra bucks, you can get like the touch keyboard.
Gotcha.
Or it's like the keyboard, which is actually like a physical keyboard that's still a case.
Okay,
and that's awesome. I've been really happy with that. I love the service. It's at least as good as the iPad, if not far better. Plus, it's got a keyboard.
Okay.
It has to be better because the iPad is a Mac product.
All right. So we're gonna try out. We have a soundbite. We have our
our first soundbite of the show.
Our first soundbite of the show, because we have some returning segments. We're gonna see how this goes. This is gonna be bad because this thing sounds terrible.
We are beta testing soundbites, and we are beta testing segments. So stay with us, even if this sucks, because Rick is suck.
We're also still beta testing the show, too.
Do we have it in there? Rick.
We're beta testing you, CJ.
All right, let's go for it. Let's see. Oh, no. Can we play that again?
That again, yeah.
Whoops, not that one. Whoops.
Let's
do we have a...
Rick, I hate you more than ever.
Ready for
right
it?
Now.
Here it is.
Here we go. It cut off a little early. Wow. I'll have to fix it.
You need it. Oh,
that's
God.
Good, though.
That's what the subway does if you're trying to put stuff together.
You're the Scott Forstall of the D-pad.
Yeah, there we go. That was I'll make a better one. That was, I don't know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. There we go.
Why don't I just be all the sound bites?
Well, I don't know. Why don't you record shit sometime?
We're only going to have a few months left of this segment.
We're gonna have at least like 4 months of this left.
Okay, so great.
They're big stuff right now. Julie Ehrman, the CEO of Ouya, is talking about how they're desperate for one thing that they really need in order to sell their product, and I'm inclined to agree, and that is a killer app of any kind whatsoever.
Yep.
Everything they're doing is still like basically ports.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm worried that like they're prepping to send out the these dev kits, and they still don't really have
death kits
like a plan.
No,
or anything.
Yeah, I know the Ouya is gonna suck. Old news.
They launch in March. I thought this one was funny too. We'll make it short, but they have a Facebook page. You can join the discussion on their Facebook page.
Oh, yeah?
And it is, and the URL is facebook.com/Ouyas with an S.
No,
what
they could not get the page. Ouya.
Oh yeah.
For reasons I cannot fathom.
Oh no.
The page you requested was not found. It doesn't even exist. So they have no excuse for why they couldn't just do facebook.com/Ouya.
I tried this once. Facebook won't let you make a page with less than five.
But they can make exceptions. They are capable of making exceptions for things.
I don't know. Sorry to disappoint you.
All right. Do we want to do the other embarrassing soundbite while we're at it? Why not? Let's get the second one in here. It's our app of the week.
Behold the suck of Rick.
Here we go. Let's try this.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard.
I don't know
why they sound so weird.
This? Yeah, you were in the bathroom.
No,
like,
I don't know. The volume on my laptop must have been real low, and it did. We'll fix those. I have the audio still. It's fine. We're gonna fix that right up. In case you're worried, I know that you were like super worried about it out there, all of our listeners. This one actually was one that that John introduced me to.
John. Go on.
What was it? Wonderlist. I tried it out. I tried it. So it's like a to-do list. It's a neat little utility thing. But
I like it because it's... Okay, so you're doing a terrible job of being a person or something. But
I haven't even introduced the damn thing yet. Fine, go.
Go. No, fine. Finish your...
No, you go. You go. You want to do it, go.
Because, I don't know, you... What it is it's kind
you're doing
of,
a much better
it's
job.
It's kind of a to-do list. It's kind of a note-taking app. What it does is it syncs between your iPhone, your iPad, your computer, your Windows, your Mac, whatever. And it helps you keep track of your shit, which Rick clearly isn't.
I keep track of all my shits.
In a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Continue.
I was going to say it myself. I figured you'd fill it in. I don't know. I tried it out. It's okay. It's all right. It's been buggy for me, though. I don't know. There's some weird little quirks going on that actually make it a little bit difficult to navigate, difficult to use. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's Fine. Fuck it. Let's go to the musical break. I don't even get. We got Danny Weissner's The
you
World
have
Is Saved.
The productivity app is the app of the week.
Well,
on
I don't
game
fuck
show.
It. I did not happen to have any apps that I grabbed. We could talk about Aerox. It was a shitty game on that I downloaded.
App of the week is supposed to be good.
I know that. That's why I picked that thing. It was as close as we could get. Next week we'll have a better one. Let's go to break.
Dark save for light being cast from the big TV screen and the imminent sunrise that's teasing the one starry sky with whispers of morning. You sit there alone in your one bedroom flat. You stare straight ahead with controller in hand and you marvel at, yes, you did it, you made it, game over. And the world is saved thanks to you. The call and you did a good job, you gave it your best, and you're proud of yourself, though a little depressed that the world is saved. You stocked and prepared, you slept at the inn, your whole inventory was packed going in with equipment and items designed to turn man into legend. Satisfied as a cutscene presents the kind of conclusion you kind of expected. The people are smiling, the sunshine's returned, it's perfect. You can't help thinking on what's coming next. Got work in the morning and your body's upset with your general lack of paying it any attention. Curtain falls, the music plays, the credits roll, then it all fades to black, and you're left by yourself. The fanfare is gone, there's no player two there by your side to share victories won. But as you slowly progress down the hall to your bed, a few great events leak back into your head from the time that you spent traversing the land, battling evil, fighting the darkness, just sword in hand. Your memories creep in with the edge of a smile. You realize again what you've lost for a while. Than on all the experience gained. At the end of it all, gamers play what we play. Not for game over, but rather for what.
Unregular Radio.
All it's right. The CPAD.
We're back.
God damn it.
Did you know?
I'm lonely.
Apparently, so Oxford Dictionary picked their word of the year. It's GIF this year, as in like really? Animated pictures on the internet. GIF.
Wow, GIF.
Right? I thought that was kind of cool.
Show them a thing or two.
What? Are you going to show them how you animate?
You don't have a collection of dirty GIFs? My computer's really slow, so I just have GIFs instead of videos.
Wouldn't GIFs be slower?
Than videos?
Yeah.
This is the worst.
Yeah, they're usually like Stop. Bigger per frame.
CJ's right. I hate to say it. CJ's right.
What do you say?
Move on. What were you?
So one of the big pieces of news coming out in video games, a series where we anxiously await every game just to see if it's ever going to turn itself around, and that is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Woo-hoo!
Sega announced.
The answer is no.
Announced last week that they're releasing a new Sonic game sometime next year.
I'm waiting.
Please, no. No.
Right.
No, Jaleel White. Anythings. Please.
It kind of broke my heart when I was a little kid and I learned that Urkel was the voice of Sonic. It kind of ruined the whole cool factor.
What? I thought that was awesome.
Or did it ruin the dork factor?
I was one of the kids who thought Steve Urkel was cool.
Do you guys remember? You guys remember Family Matters and Steve Urkel?
Oh, yeah.
My mom used to tell me, John, right now you're acting like Steve Urkel, but you should try and act like Stefan Urkel.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how's that?
Wow,
that explains so much about you.
Your mom right? thought you were black, huh?
You're missing the point. But yes,
my mom was like, "You're acting like Harry, but you need to act like Alf."
Your mom was like, "You're acting like Harry, but you need to act like Sally." Anyway,
she went
to Billy
Crystal.
That's my friends from college who are actually listening to the show.
Oh, cool. Hey, you guys and anyone else who's listening can join us on
Downright D-pad.
Downright D-pad.
Downright D-pad.
Feel free to literally, you can ask us anything on there. We'll feel
Seriously,
free to answer.
Anything.
We will answer. Keep an eye on it.
Anything.
Suggestions for stuff. Yeah. Tell us about your day.
But yeah,
tell
so you're talking doing. About Sonic.
Yeah, so Sonic,
a topic
I mean,
that we, should be talking
we
about
a while
program.
Back, we, I mean, we do Let's Plays. We do stuff like that. A while back, yeah. Last summer, we did what we called Sonic Week, which was.
Was that only last summer?
It was last summer.
Dear God.
Not like this past summer, 2011
right.
summer.
Okay, cool,
where yeah. every week we did a Let's Play of a Sonic game. Yeah. We did Sonic 1,
we
2.
We get together, we drink,
Sonic CD,
we record
3,
the video of us playing video games in the audio.
Yeah, and yeah. wouldn't let me play
and we
Sonic
decided,
Pinball.
And at the time, we didn't really know how Let's Plays worked in particular, but yeah, we decided we were gonna mix it up and we were going to talk about like why Sonic games have changed so much.
How do you not know how they work? I have to ask. Like,
I don't know.
You play games and you talk about it while drinking.
Exactly, yeah. I don't know how we got it confused. It's a really easy formula.
I mean, I fell asleep during that one really shitty game, but like, whatever.
Well, yeah, we were all falling asleep during that. Which
no,
we
I actually
not,
left the
We
house
tried to play Sonic 4 game, so. And it wasn't working, so we played Knuckles Chaotix, and that was a huge mistake because
so
it's a fucking awful game, and it's the start of the decline of that. Because some of my favorite memories as a kid playing video games were Sonic. Played Sonic, it was awesome.
Memories. But I'm
wow. We're rolling with it today.
No, Knuckles Chaotix. I literally begged for that game one Christmas and I didn't get it. And I was like,
I'm so glad in retrospect.
I came to peace with that because that was so bad.
In retrospect, I'm so glad. I had a 32X. I'm so glad that I never got Knuckles Chaotix. I don't know how I didn't because I loved Sonic and I would have been all over that if I knew. I must not have known that it was a thing.
We just got a tweet from at Anna Loves Avery and she wants to know how much we like to take it in the butt.
John, why don't you handle that one? You're the butt-taking
Seven.
In expert. Seven?
Seven.
Seven?
Seven.
Now, that's
That's on
that's
the binary
the,
scale.
That's Eight. The outlier. That's the outlier on there. Yeah. Usually, it's somewhere between usually it's somewhere between 2 and negative 1, depending who you're asking in the room, I guess.
Rick Desolets, are you making a math joke?
I don't know. Are you making a butt joke?
I didn't.
You did. Right there.
Twitter.
That just happened.
Twitter did.
Ass
anyway,
jokes,
I just
people.
Keep trying to interrupt you from talking about Sonic.
Yeah, I don't know. It is depressing to me because you can see, like, if you play Mario, generally mm-hmm. speaking, you get a fun experience. Maybe not as good as, like, Mario 3 or Mario World thing, but you're still going to have fun with it. You play Mega Man. Even the newer games are still going to be roughly ZX Advent are really
yeah.
fucking fun.
Yeah, smart games, good games.
But then you get to Sonic, and the new games are shit.
It's because I think one of the big things is even bigger than that Sonic doesn't work in three dimensions.
Kind of, yeah.
Is that they keep trying to make Sonic cool.
Well, they did bring that. They did rein it in for Sonic Colors. Apparently, I do need to play that one. It was well received as a game, and they made him more like friendly
no,
instead of cool.
No. Be careful. Well received means sevens for Sonic.
Sevens are better than what he's gotten in the last 10 years.
And for most video game reviews, when you get a seven, that's basically like a four.
Let's think about it this way. Before Sonic Colors, the last like really well received, like comparatively. In the last decade, other than Sonic Colors, the best-received game was probably Shadow the Hedgehog.
No.
In the last decade? Yeah.
Four or six. No, Sonic Generations was not that bad.
I don't think are we counting Sonic Generations?
You just said Sonic game from the last decade.
Okay. Yeah, but Sonic Generations
It was like a mashup of it. It's true.
That's true.
The nostalgia factor was like the only reason to play that game.
Yeah. And it's like, after the first three levels, I'm done with this nostalgia factor.
Yeah. Megan is miming, is dick sucking, I guess. I don't know if that's...
Yikes. That's why we keep a woman on the show, to keep her classy.
I don't know if it's comparatively
what
we're doing,
knitting.
If it's wishful thinking.
She's,
I don't know what's happening
and sucking
right
dick
now.
In the back,
yeah, exactly.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
It did, really. Wow. No, but it's, I don't know. I enjoy most of the games, but I want to say, Nick, you were there for this. When I played Sonic 2006, the Xbox game, and that was...
You cried.
That was like the worst... That was one of the worst games I've ever played. That's like on Superman 64 levels of like buggy, awful games.
That, like, even the levels from that made it into Sonic Generations were fucking awful.
Yeah.
Like, CJ's totally right. Sonic Generations got worse the further you played.
It really did.
The later you got in the game, when
they just started
more 3D, it was just terrible.
They just started transposing levels directly out of those games.
I would have been happy if they had literally taken Mario 64, swapped out all the Mario polygons for Sonic polygons, and called it a new game.
Well, and Sonic walked around a castle.
That's one of the biggest problems with
it,
though.
Whatever.
One of the biggest problems
is... You didn't want to run.
Call it Sonic and the Black Knight. They didn't make
Mario,
that. Oh, wait, they did.
They did. Mario was all about, you know, running, jumping, and all that stuff, platforming, but he wasn't super fast. He was able to be controlled. Sonic, the whole point is speed, and that's fine in a 2D environment because you can make it so you can still see what you're doing. In 3D, it is a lot harder to gauge what to do platforming.
Because you can see the landing
Mario actually does a better job of it.
What was that?
I would say Mario actually does a better job of it.
He does, by a wide margin.
It still seems quite fast, like when you race Koopa the Great or whatever.
Well, yeah, but even still, it's coming at you at a bearable speed. With the Sonic stuff, think about it this way. The way that that Sonic games tend to play in 3D, and it's been getting worse over the course of them, is it's like you're playing a regular Sonic map in 3D, but he's getting smaller comparatively. Like, everything around him is getting huger and huger, and the falls are taking longer, and he's falling slower, and... It seems like the platforming has gotten to the point where you're just kind of floating to the next thing.
The other problem is they break like all the cardinal laws of game design where they take the control away from you.
Yeah.
You know, you start going fast and you're like, this is great. And then all of a sudden the camera changes and you're not even doing anything anymore.
I don't see why they ever had to take the controls away for the loop-de-loops. You always were able to control them in the 2D games. And in the 3D games, how cool would that be if you're just running and all of a sudden the whole fucking world is spinning as you're going through this thing? That would be awesome. Instead, for stuff like Sonic in 2006, they just like push you through the loop and then throw you off the edge and kill you.
Or just take the loop-de-loops out. Who cares about the loop-de-loops?
Well, I mean, that's more of a nostalgia thing.
I just want to clarify for one of our listeners who keeps Twittering me. So
you should Twitter downright deep.
There is, in fact, a dude with a high voice on the show, and there is also a girl on the show. They are not the same.
We have just
clearing that up. We actually got that tweet from someone.
Did someone get Nick and Megan confused?
I didn't say names. Maybe someone got Megan and Nick confused. I don't know.
it's a lot easier to get that second pair confused than the first one.
Well, they're not confused because Dennis is no longer with us.
It's true.
Yeah.
Well, no, his voice sounds more like this. So.
And I hear he is.
Yeah.
Look at that. It's perfect timing. With some sort of liquor in his hand.
I don't know. He looks sad.
He looks
angry.
Dewey from Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, now you're going to get it. Wow.
Really weird.
So, all right. Let's put it this way. It's easy to see.
How about this? Let's say something positive.
No, no. That's what I was just going to say. Is we've seen. I'm sorry. You take it. I didn't mean to step on that.
You're the host. I'm sorry.
No. Go.
This is all you have. Go ahead.
No, go.
You are player one.
Fucking go.
What is your favorite Sonic game, everyone, and why?
Ooh. I don't have one. Someone else go. No. Yeah. Someone else go.
Sonic 2.
Sonic 2. Tell me why.
It's just the best. It's the one that makes you feel the most like
better,
it's...
Better question.
What I heard was just there as a boner for Tails.
Why Sonic 2 over Sonic 3? Because for me, it's probably Sonic 3.
Sonic and Knuckles.
Maybe
Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Like, for it's worth, let's consider them one. They were supposed to be, and you can put them together anyway. Sonic 3 and Knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
But why Sonic 2 over, say, Sonic 3 or Sonic 3 and Knuckles?
I don't know. I think it's just some of the intangibles of the game felt a little more natural.
I agree.
The intangibles.
I totally agree. He's
all
right. Because they changed the graphics they used.
Sonic 3 was a bit slipperier.
The Sonic 3, it just seemed like it was a little more haphazardly designed. Not a bad. Yeah. It was still a great game. But like the levels in Sonic 2 just felt 100% perfect. And it's a really subtle thing, but the character they used for Sonic looks different.
Oh,
very,
it's not subtle at all.
It's
not
the
even
two.
Slight. It's very different.
Tons of people would never have noticed.
Sonic 1 and Sonic 2 were subtle. Sonic 3 is a big change. You put them next to each other, it's obvious.
Exactly. And I really prefer Sonic 2.
I think Sonic 3 had a bigger feeling world.
Sure.
Like you, it was a everything felt connected. You were going through the island. Sonic 2 was more of a like Sonic 3 was all about speed and like the roller coaster effect. Sonic 2 was more about the actual platforming. You didn't go that fast in Sonic 2 most of the time.
Right. Maybe really that's why I liked it, because it was
Chemical Plant Zone is like the only one off the top of my head where you're really going fast.
Right.
Hilltop Zone, you go fast, you die.
My favorite, Sonic CD.
Really?
Yeah, that's probably a good point, too.
Innovative boss battles. Map is three times the size it actually is because you have three different time eras. You actually have subquests that you can choose to finish or not finish in the game.
See, my problem with Sonic CD is as good as the boss battles were great. I will admit those were cool. Very creative. That was the laugh was weird, but the levels I felt were literally just someone sat down, threw Legos on a table, and went, "There's our design." Like there was no sense of any.
I kind of agree with
levels.
That. Yeah, yeah.
I think Stardust Speedway was the exact opposite. There was so much flow that you didn't know what the fuck was going on.
The Sonic and Knuckles levels of Sonic 3 and Knuckles are actually probably the best ones.
Lava Reef Zone is still a favorite. The music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really I love that stuff.
Michael Jackson did the music to Sonic
Sky
3.
Sanctuary, yeah, too. Sonic Sky Sanctuary also.
And then Michael Jackson actually took his name out of the credits because he didn't realize it was going to be in.
No, he didn't take him out.
16-bit.
The producer of Sonic 3 took it out because that was when all the scandal started happening.
I still don't know
they
which of those
kicked him off
is
the
accurate.
Project. No. It's the other one. I actually have I talked about this before. Probably someone had on a website that I'd been on a while back had found the connection there and was able to prove that Michael Jackson was involved, and I was with like. Among the people who was actually doing investigating stuff on it. I actually got in touch with this guy, Sirocco, who was apparently working. He may have been the guy who made the Hydro City Zone music.
Hydrocity?
Okay. Yeah, I said that too.
I have an email from him buried somewhere where he's talking about how he actually has, and he could send to me, and I never got back to him about it, but he had saved answering machine, like voicemails from him. On his answering machine of Michael Jackson,
what do you guys
literally.
Think about
I just
this?
Love, I love
no, that's exactly it. Literally, he would just say, like, I've got this idea and start humming it into the
and you didn't
what the fuck
this
are you
back?
Saying, CJ? Stop.
I just want to make the games, you know.
Yeah, that's not going to annoy the shit out of everybody listening.
Back. I'll just take that from him.
No, I emailed him back and I never heard back. Someone else wound up emailing them also and wound up getting the information.
No, I'm the guy on the show with the
high voice. It was just a matter of like timing on it, but no, like that was big news. You can still find one of the guy who made a video went by Q Jimbo. You can find it on YouTube. It's still up there about Sonic 3 and Michael Jackson. It's got to have like millions of views. Mm. My question earlier when I stepped on you was, what do you think it would take to save Sonic? What do you think would be necessary in order to bring back the glory of those old Sonic games?
I don't even know if they could, because it's so tarnished now that when I go back and play those old games, I start to question them now. When I never would have.
Okay. 7 super emeralds is what it's going to take.
Okay.
I think at this point, Sonic is basically dead.
Wow.
No, that's not true. He can be saved, but I just don't know how.
Don't say that to CJ. He has a boner for Sonic.
He can be saved by Shigeru Miyamoto.
Like no, don't say that. Boner Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games is the worst shit that's ever happened to both of those franchises.
I don't think Miyamoto really does much with that game.
Yeah.
Oh my god. All right. I think it's probably. I believe it's time for us to kill it for the night. Let's shoot the puppy. Next week we're going to talk about in honor of Thanksgiving. We're doing two things. One, we're not going to be live, sadly, because I mean it's Thanksgiving, and we're going to be. But we're going to. Well, I mean. In case anyone's trying to tweet with us.
I kind of wanted to see what the tweet... Never mind. Okay,
well, no. Yeah. We're not going to be live, but at least I'm going to be watching our Twitter. If you guys want to talk to us, we'll live tweet or whatever. But the episode's going to be... We're recording it ahead of time. But we're going to be talking about... We're going to be talking about multiplayer games.
Yay!
Wait, what games?
We're going to celebrate whatever games. The ones that are awesome and the ones that make you want to murder your friends.
We're thankful for Super Smash Brothers is really what
Super
that episode's for.
Super Smash Brothers, is it a great multiplayer game or is it more along the lines of... Zelda Four Swords Adventures, where you want to just murder all of your friends that you've ever had.
Wait, I guess we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah.
GoldenEye 64.
So our plugs, Facebook, Twitter, Downright D-Pad, on YouTube as well. Find us on iTunes. We got our website.
But our website is dpadup.com.
Yep, just to confuse y'all. We got our Let's Plays up. They're going pretty well.
You can tweet me. I'm CJ.
Also, Saturday, there's a sketch group that I'm in called Trolls Royce. They're going back to this thing at Improv Boston, the comedy sketch cage match. Where one team faces another. We're going in for our fifth consecutive match.
Which means they won five times.
We won four times.
Four times.
My buddy just went on
But yeah, no, we're going for it. It's gonna be good stuff. So come on down for that Saturday, 9:30 Improv Boston. It's gonna be great stuff. And I think that's gonna be it for tonight. I'm Rick Desolitz.
I'm John Selig.
I'm still Nick.
And I'm CJ.
And this is Dennis and Megan.
And this is
the D-pad.
The D-pad.
The C-pad.
Robot nuts! I'm gonna enjoy watching you die, so let me do it, get my food.
You look stressed, Vader! You appear to be in pain! You need a vacation! Here, take a trip on my train! I mean, you, needing an army of white men? Disgraceful! Even your mic skills still aren't fully operational! You got white bitch pregnant and gave inches of hate! Now you're 6'6 in black, but can't get a date! Ugh, lightsaber! You need a lifesaver! Use some of your force to fix your fucking respirator! You think you're powerful, but your fingernail pinches?
What's the matter? Where is the DJ? Why are you laughing?
Because you're standing over the Rancor pit.
Listening to Unregular